it's very important to me to say life can be hard, and an exploration into peace and untangling resistances doesn't take away that life can be hard. So this isn't about avoiding or denying some of the difficulties that come in life, but together we're looking to see what's true about experience. You know, when someone's suffering, we're there for that person as a human being. We don't say, you know, your suffering doesn't exist and, you know, therefore I'm denying it. So it's a delicate balance to have human-to-human compassion and then to have a very sharp and precise exploration about the true nature of experience. So I say that because if you're going through something, I honor that. And I know Nick honors that. And at the same time, we're looking to see what's really true here. So inviting you to take a breath and settle into taking an adventure together to explore, you know, what is peace? And what is the seeming resistance to peace? Peace is our natural state. In other words, it doesn't have to be manufactured. It doesn't have to be created. It doesn't have to be striven for or forced, strived for. Peace always is because it is what is. It is what you are. Peace is effortless. Notice the silence that's here. There's a deep, effortless silence. It's not the kind of silence that's there because there's no speaking, or no hum of the air conditioner, or no radio or sounds. It's the silence of being itself. It's the silence that exists in between words. And it's the silence that is always there as the background, the source from which words arise, and the source that remains even while noise appears to occur. It is a deep, effortless, all-pervading silence, not dependent on noise or a lack of noise. Notice how this silence is here without any effort on your part. And it's the same for stillness. There's a stillness right here. It doesn't have to be meditated toward or contemplated. It's the stillness when there's no movement, and it's the stillness that exists even in movement, even with the appearance of movement. And notice the space that's here. We often look at objects, thoughts, spoken word, movement, objects. But there's a space in which they arise. That space is effortlessness itself. It's effortless. And it holds whatever arises effortlessly. No energy is required. Silence is, stillness is, space is, independent of any circumstance. This is the peace you are, not the peace that's attained. It's the peace you naturally are. just notice that you don't have to try. And in this peace, there's no separation. There's no part that's silent as opposed to a part that's not silent. There's no division in silence. There's no division in stillness. No division in space. There's a wholeness. Direct experience is a wholeness. We don't have to try to make it whole. It's whole by its nature. And observe how in this peace, dualistic thinking arises. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. The thought that Daniel is speaking, and there's a group of listeners here, that I'm speaking and you're listening. It's a thought. It's not a set, solid, concrete reality. When we look, there's only stillness, silence, space, voice, movement, experience. It's only our thought that divides it and says you and I are separate. And when there's no separation, how could there not be peace? How could conflict occur when there's not two? There simply just isn't two. The two-ness arises in thought. I'm in Florida, you're in Europe. I'm in the South, you're in the North. I'm in this place, you're in that place. But letting go of the thought, there's simply this. Experience, perception, beingness, consciousness. And this dualistic thinking is the source of what would be considered a lack of peace or a disruption to peace. But it's not actual, it's just a thought. Observe personal identity arising. There's being, consciousness, peace. And then there's some image of myself, some thought of myself. Sensation arises. And then latching onto that sensation is I'm here and I'm separate. This is me as opposed to others or the world. This only occurs in thought. And as a me, separate from others, separate from world arises, then I think on behalf of this me. I want this, I'm afraid of that. I want to bring this to me, I want to push this away. I want something and I don't have it. And this seems to be a disruption to peace, but it's a thought. It's just an appearance. As we've said many times, the storm, the cloud in the sky is just an appearance. It doesn't affect the sky. And a thought about an individual me, a thought about wanting something and not having it, fearing something, is simply a thought. It doesn't affect consciousness, essential existence. They're just arising. Peace is here because you are that. You're made of peace. Your nature is peace. This peace is not dependent on circumstances. Bring your finger, your pointer finger and your thumb together and let them relax. And notice how peace is there. There's a gentle touching. It's surrounded by peace, permeated by peace. And then push hard and create tension. Now there's tension, but the peace still surrounds it. And even that tension is made of peace. And if you relax and press and relax and press, it's noticed that that peace is wholly unaffected. These are tension and ease arising in consciousness, changing, passing. But the consciousness itself is pure peace, pure awareness, not dependent on any circumstance, situation, or condition for its nature as peace. And notice again that in this peace there is no separation. Try to divide that peace into segments. Try to create division. It's like trying to cut the air and divide the air into two pieces. The hand goes right through it. Peace is whole, undivided. And only the appearance of separation arises. There it is, the you and I, the good and bad, the up and down, appearances. But the nature of those appearances is wholeness, is peace, and the space in which they appear is wholeness and peace. And there's no dividing line between the appearance and the space. It's consciousness, undifferentiated, all-pervading. And we rest in the silence, but we rest as the silence. Peace is not a state that comes and goes. Peace is what you are. And the egoic mind, thought, is not something to resist, not something to push away. If anything, it's a miracle that in the infinite nature of consciousness, this appearance of a you and me and a diversity of experience can arise. That's the miracle, not something to push away. That we could be friends. What a miracle that we could be friends. You and I can be friends in this undivided peace. So it's to notice the egoic mind, to notice identity, and just look at what it is. Am I this image that appears? It's a conditioned image. Am I thoughts about myself? The thoughts about myself come and go. The image of myself comes and goes. I am awake peace. And in my infinity, I can appear as diversity. I can appear as two that could be in friendship. And notice what right here transcends day and night. The sky in which day and night appear is unaffected by day or night. Notice the concepts of left and right, up and down. That we think up is separate from down. Left is separate from right. Our notions of good and bad. This peace we are is goodness itself. The space in which ideas about good and bad arise and change and disappear. But it's a fundamental goodness, not a goodness defined by a limited concept. It's the goodness that is this peace. Always effortless. This peace is not a doing, not a place to arrive. And in spirituality, there's the concepts of acceptance and surrender. What in this moment is already accepting? Just notice that as the words appear in space, there is no resistance to them. They're completely accepted as they are. The sensation felt of what we call weight on the chair is completely accepted. The thought that appeared, the itch on the nose, the gentle feeling of air on skin, all is accepted naturally, effortlessly, immediately, already. And surrender already is. Notice that as experience arises, there is no fight, no conflict, no preference. These appearances may appear, but in this consciousness, they have no reality other than appearances like clouds forming and dissipating. Observe desires. Just observe them. Is there a desire for something else? Is there a desire to become? Desires are beautiful. Desires are what create diversity and texture and uniqueness and experience. But is peace affected by a desire? Is peace limited or bound or controlled by a desire? No, a desire just arises. Fear arises. Just notice. And then there's the experience of what we call resistance. How thought seems, only seems to resist what is. I don't want this. No. These are just thoughts. Consciousness is unconditionally saying yes. It's yesing. It's accepting. Nothing is separate from it. Resistance arises. It appears, only appears to arise. It's just an appearance. It arises with the belief in separation, that there's some I that doesn't want something outside of itself. I don't want this. I want this to be different. What is this I? The I is the appearance of resistance itself, because along with the I comes fear, desire, preference, separation. But they don't really exist. They're just appearances. Resistance appears to come along with this identification as a separate self. Resistance appears, seems to be when we label. I know what this is. And because I know what it is, I want it or I don't want it. I'm labeling it as good or bad, preferred or denied. See these as appearances. There is no resistance, really. There are appearances based on this idea. To the sky, sunshine or rain is not preferred or unpreferred. It's just the beauty of what is. That freedom is you. That peace is you already. Resistance comes from believing in this paradigm of present as opposed to past and future. I wish it didn't happen that way. I want it to be this way. Or even I want to stay in the present. All these are the appearances, the seemingness of resistance. I'm going to try to be in the present. I'm going to try to be somewhere different than where I am. I don't want the past to be as it was. I regret. I want the future to be this way. Resistance appears to come with this manufacturing of a past. A past is only a memory now. A future is only a projection now. A present is only a concept now. Even the idea of now is a concept. There's this. Wide awake. Present. Unknown. Undefined by a label. Undefined by a concept of past or present or future. It's only with this identification and this structure that we manufacture of past, present, and future that resistance appears to arise. Wanted and unwanted. And so as the next thought appears, enjoy the peace of not being attached to it. Enjoy the sky-like nature of the peace that you are. Naturally allowing this thought to arise. Naturally allowing it to dissipate or go where it wishes. Go where it does. Same with the emotion. It's at peace with emotion because it's not separate. Notice a desire for certainty, control. And be gentle. How natural, if you think you're a someone, how natural would it be to want things certain and safe? To want to control things because things outside of yourself could be dangerous or threatening or unwanted or unpleasant. How natural. The peace you are has compassion for that in the appearance of self or other. And just notice. I want certainty. I want predictability. I want it to be this way rather than that way. Only thoughts that arise in peace. My first spiritual teacher was Thich Nhat Hanh. He was a Vietnamese monk, Buddhist monk, and I spent a lot of time in Plum Village. It was the first time I was completely aware of the peace that I am effortlessly. This natural, invisible luminosity, this peace. And I remember washing dishes. We did a lot of just work there, gardening, washing dishes. And I remember I learned to wash the dish in front of me. You can't wash a dish in the past, a notion of the past. You can't wash a dish that's not there, but the dish that's in front of you. So no need to chase anything. You are the peace you are, and whatever arises, the dish in front of you, the feeling, the thought, the desire, the fear, you can just notice that peace is being with, accepting, and not separate from it. And everything you need is right here, right in front of you. You wash the dish that's here. So let's rest in the silence as the silence. We're not something separate resting in the silence. We are the silence itself, the stillness itself. Peace is your nature.